stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the
We had earlier 8:15 public hearing for CRHMFA Home Buyer Fund, and we handled that business. We adjourned into closed session, but we did no closed session business because they were trying to like herding cats, so we only had 10 minutes, so we didn't do anything, so we're back. And I'll turn my book around. Actually, I can just take this out. This way. Printed the page upside down. All right. The first order of business would be the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Onetto, seconded by Novelli to approve the agenda. As submitted, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. So ordered. Brings us to public matters not on the agenda. Anyone from the public? Morning. State your name for the record, and there's a sign-in sheet.
I looked over my shoulder first to make sure I wasn't jumping in front of anybody, but I guess I'm the first one today.
You are.
My name is Norman Gonzalez. I'm the Community Outreach Director for Congressman Tom McClintock. And Congressman McClintock has the honor of representing Amador County now as of January with redistricting. And prior to January, we were restricted from coming down here in an official capacity because we still officially represented the old district. So now that it's the new year and we're into January and we've now seated the new Congress, we have the ability to come down and make our presence known. So I wanted to come down immediately in the first meeting, introduce myself and introduce our office, and let you know a little bit about what our goals are going to be with this new Congress in the new year. First of all, we'd like to make as much of a presence as we can to make ourselves available as your federal representative if there's anything going on within the county that would be of concern of a federal nature, or if you have any citizens that would have concerns with federal agencies. Our office is here to provide those services. And if there's anything that you guys need as far as assistance from our office, we would encourage you to contact us without hesitation. Whether it's dealing with a federal agency on transportation projects or other things that are going on of a regulatory nature, we want to be there to help kind of negotiate those minefields with the federal government. In regard to offering assistance, in addition to helping the county directly, any citizens within the county of Amador can come to us if they have an issue with the federal agency, and we have constituent caseworkers who would assist them in trying to negotiate and try to figure out what a resolution to those problems might be, if any. So we want to make sure we're available as well. One question that we get a lot is whether or not we're going to have an office down in the southern part of the district. We don't have the finances to do that in this budget and this current economy. And as a means of saving taxpayer funds, what we're going to do is we're going to hold satellite office hours, which I think you guys are all familiar with, where we would come in and try to utilize maybe some free space here in the county building and post up each month on the same day for a few hours to make ourselves available for county staff or for members of the public to come in and share their concerns so that you don't have to worry about driving to our main office in Granite Bay. Also, I passed out, and thank you, Jennifer, for passing out my card in case anybody has any questions or concerns. As the community outreach director, feel free to call me directly, and I can make sure that your message gets to the congressman. The cards do have my cell phone on there as well as my email. And I've also passed out a brochure for our Service Academy nominations. One of the pledges that I have is assisting the congressman with running this program, which is a service we provide to high school students and recent graduates between the ages of 17 and 23 who are seeking a nomination to a Service Academy. Service academies require a congressional nomination in order to get admittance. So you see West Point or Annapolis or Air Force Academy, any of these schools. Great educations, Bachelor of Science degrees, 4 years, full scholarship. So you come out of there owing nothing as a graduate, and you also have a guaranteed job, which is great nowadays. In exchange for that, you would have a 5-year service commitment. So if there's any high school kids or anybody up to the age of 23 that has questions, they can always give me a call on that as well. So that's a service we provide also. In addition, we'd like to host town halls here in the community to give folks the opportunity to share with the congressman what's on their mind and to let everyone know what's going on in Washington. And to that end, we would love any assistance or any ideas that you have as far as locations to host, where we should be going, what we should be focusing on, what's important to your community. So we really do rely on you as supervisors and your staff to really just share with us what's on your mind and where we should be targeting and what we should be doing to offer you guys the assistance that you need. So with that, that's all I came to say unless you guys have any questions or comments.
I'd like to make one comment, Mr. Gonzalez, and that is to your desire to have these town halls and other outreach efforts here in the community. As this board's representative or one of our representatives to our Transportation Commission, we have recently completed a full video conferencing live virtual reality room and facility that can be a perfect location to host those town halls and or any other type of live chat, fully video conferenced outreach efforts the congressman may wish to conduct while still in Washington if he's got an opportunity to do so. So I'd look forward to working with you on maybe making that one of those locations that opens it up to the community to be able to literally speak face-to-face with the congressman while he's still back in D.C. So.
Thank you very much for that, Supervisor. And one of the things that the congressman does try to do is telephone town halls, which are calls out into the community where we'll call all the registered voters, and it's a live telephone call. Sometimes people get it and we'll hang up because they think it's a pre-recorded message. But it's actually a live conference call with the congressman on the phone. You have the ability to ask questions. And so that's one thing that we've been trying. So I'd love to talk with staff about this opportunity
as
well.
And this is the video format.
Exactly. We could add the video format as well so constituents here within your community would be able to access that. Thank you for that opportunity.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Gonzalez, yes, I will be contacting you in regards to I'm a veteran and I represent this board at our veterans community. We sometimes have problems getting the right people to come to our veterans functions. For instance, this month we're going to have a veterans medical clinic on the 10th of January. So I will be contacting you, Mr. Gonzalez, if I may, today sometime so we could discuss this offline.
Absolutely. And we do have a dedicated caseworker who handles Veterans Affairs. Okay. I'd love to get him down to events like that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, Mr. Gonzalez, welcome aboard on behalf of the board, and looking forward to working with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else, public matters? Supervisor Novelli.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I just want to bring attention to this board that recently we have a young lady that's worked for the county since 2000 in probation. In 2002, she was probation officer of the year. Her name is Teresa Sheridan. Then again in 2010, she was upgraded to a legal secretary, I recall senior legal secretary, and then in 2012, she was again elected employee of the year for probation. Once again, her name is Teresa Sheridan, and I'd like to bring that to the board's attention and to the people here in public. And then again, this coming week, we have a ceremony for retiring Judge Richmond down in Ione. That'll be Saturday. This coming Saturday night. And then again, Mr. Floyd Martin just retired. We had a nice shindig for him over at the Veterans Affair. And Mr. Martin underwent surgery here, I believe it was Thursday or Friday recently after that. He's recovering well at home. I've talked to him. And once again, I'd like to mention on the 10th of January, we are having a Veterans Medical Clinic for all and every veteran here who would like to attend up on Airport Road. And that's about it, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, just while we're on the topic that Mr. Gonzalez brought up about local representation, just for seeing as we've got a full house here, former representative for Senator Gaines, Dana Jorgensen, many of you know him. Dana's office is right down next to Jackson City Hall, is now both serving a dual role as the local representative for both Frank Bigelow's office at our assemblyman and Tom Berryhill, our state senator's office. So if you've got anything to deal with on the local level, Dana Jorgensen can be reached. I believe he's full-time in Amador County now at his office down by Jackson City Hall. So
that's good.
There's your access to government.
All right. Anything else? Move on to the consent agenda.
Move approval of the consent agenda.
Second.
By Plaz, seconded by Forrester. Approved consent agenda as submitted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Move on to our regular agenda. The item I've been waiting for. Oh. Chairman and Vice Chairman, discussion and possible action relative to the election of the 2013 Chairman and Vice Chairman for Amador County Board of Supervisors. Gentlemen.
I'd like to nominate Supervisor Forrester as 2013 Chairman and Supervisor Novelli as 2013 Vice Chairman.
Is there a second?
Yes, I'll second that.
Okay, motion by Plaz, seconded by Onetto to nominate Supervisor Forrester as Chairman and Supervisor Novelli as Vice Chairman for 2013. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. It's ordered. Now, item 7 is passing of the gavel. Discussion of possible action relative passing of the gavel to incoming 2013 Chairman, and then presentation of a plaque honoring 2012 Chairman, Supervisor Boitano. Here's that.
And with that, we have, you can kind of tell when somebody's getting long in the tooth and been in their office for a long time because he doesn't get a gavel anymore. He's already got a gavel, so we're just put a plaque on there to commemorate Chairman Louis Boitano serving as 2012 Chairman of the Board for the Amador County Board of Supervisors. And with that, thank you for...
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
We have one more presentation also by Supervisor Plaz.
Mr. Boitano, this gavel was crafted out of a piece of Sutter Creek locust tree.
Wow.
That we thought was apropos to give to you on those occasions when you need to more forcefully state who's running this meeting. We felt you needed a little additional ammunition in your arsenal there. So I believe the locust tree was knocked down by one of Supervisor Forrester's wicked hooks off the number 4T in Castle Oaks, but we've put it to good use just the same. So
that's with good.
Thank you. Wow. And locust, that's hard.
Locust, that's hard.
It's hard to turn it. Well, I have actually something for you, Richard. Carrying this around for a while. You can read it out if you want.
Okay, it's a chaps card from Monopoly. It says that you have been elected chairman of the board. Pay each player $50.
Yeah, Paga.
I'll submit an IOU. I guess
you are chairman.
Can I get the...
Congratulations, Richard.
Can I take the big gavel?
Sure.
This is always a process.
Yeah.
All right, with that, and just so you know, on Supervisor Boitano's plaque, there's now six little brass plaques on there, so he's got quite a history of the board going all the way back, serving as chair in 1995 with John Begovich, Edward T., Tom Bamert, Richard Vinson, and Mario Biaggi. So actually, that was Stephanie DeAugustini, Tim Davenport, Tom Boehmer, and John Begovich. So quite a while ago.
Thank you.
You got a lot of history on there, especially with...
you guys. Thank you.
Especially with Supervisor Begovich at that point.
I'd like to thank the board, too. Earlier in the year, I was sick and missed a few meetings, and thank you guys for picking up the slack there. You know, I've got on my feet about June, so I really appreciate everybody's efforts because, you know, they have to run around and cover some of our joint powers meetings, and it can be a pain managing all your meetings and somebody else's, so you guys have really appreciated that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Supervisor, past Chair Boitano. With that, we'll go on to item 8, the Sheriff's Office. Discussion and possible action relative to adoption and presentation of resolutions honoring Captain Ron Rocket, Captain Drew Stidger, and Detective Tom Razor upon their retirement from the Amador County Sheriff's Office. And Jennifer, have these resolutions already been approved, some of them, on consent? All of them need approval. So with that, I would entertain a motion from the board on all three of these resolutions. So moved.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Novelli, second by Supervisor Plaz on approval of the three resolutions honoring Ron Rocket, Drew Stidger, and Tom Razor. Any further discussion? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries 5-0. And with that, we'll have a presentation of the resolutions to the gentlemen. We're going to take these one at a time. I think these gentlemen deserve individual recognition for their actions. If I could have the Rocket come up, please, as he's affectionately called statewide. I've talked to people across the state. They don't call him Ron. They don't call him Captain. They call him the Rocket. So. This is a resolution honoring Ronald Ron Rocket upon his retirement after 25 years of service with Amador County. Whereas Ronald Ron Rocket was born on January 27, 1950, to Robert and Mary Rocket in National City, California. And whereas Ron graduated from Mount Eden High School in 1968. Ron enlisted in the United States Army Reserves from 1968 to 1974 and was called to active duty for 6 months in 1969. And whereas in 1984, Ron began his law enforcement career with the Baldwin Park Police Department in Southern California as a police officer and investigator. And whereas Ron was hired by the Amador County Sheriff's Office as a deputy sheriff in 1987. And whereas in 1992, Ron was promoted to the rank of sergeant and assigned to the patrol bureau. And whereas in 1993, Ron was assigned to the investigations bureau and held the following collateral duties: Amador Narcotics Enforcement Unit Supervisor, Field Training Officer, Program Coordinator, Background Investigator, Detective Coroner, and Hostage Negotiator. And whereas from 1996 to 1998, Ron was assigned as the Administrative Sergeant overseeing Internal Affairs and returned to his assignment in the Patrol Bureau. And whereas from 1996 to 2006, Ron instructed at the California Department of Forestry Basic Post Law Enforcement Academy in Ione. And whereas in 2002, Ron was promoted to the rank of lieutenant and was assigned to the custody and court security bureaus. And just 2 months later, he was promoted to the rank of captain. And whereas in 2010, Ron was assigned to the operations division overseeing the patrol investigations and communications bureaus. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of the County of Amador, State of California, said board does hereby adopt a resolution commending Ron Rocket for his 25 years of service to the people of Amador County. 5-0 vote by the board. Ron.
Thank you. Boy, it seems like just yesterday I started. And I would say to the board that
I appreciate being afforded the opportunity to work here. When I came from Baldwin Park Police Department, it was a hard transition to make. I wasn't sure I was going to fit in. I don't think the agency thought I was going to fit in. It took me a while to kind of settle down and learn about Amador County, and it's been just a great run, and I've loved every moment of it. I love the community, and I like being able to serve the community. So thank you very much for everything and giving me that. And it's been fun working with all the different people in the different agencies, JB. I have some very great memories of JB and a lot of the other different agencies that we have here, TECO, and, you know, everybody that I've worked with. It's just been a wonderful, great run. So thank you very much.
Sheriff, do you want to speak now to Ron and just do them all together? Okay. I could have Drew Odell Stidger, please. We have a resolution honoring Drew Odell Stidger upon his retirement after 19 years of service with Amador County. Whereas Drew Odell Stidger was born June 4, 1962 in El Monte, California, to Jimmy Odell and Myrtle Louise Stidger, and whereas Drew graduated from Arroyo High School in El Monte, California in 1980, and whereas Drew attended college at Rio Hondo College and East Los Angeles Junior College, and whereas Drew began his career in law enforcement as a police officer, police explorer with El Monte PD in 1976, and whereas Drew was hired by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department in 1983, Drew graduated from the LASD Academy Class Number 219 in January 1984. During his career with LASD, Drew was assigned as a custody deputy, watch deputy, patrol and traffic deputy, field training officer, and detective. And whereas Drew received the Exemplary Service Award from Los Angeles County Sheriff Sherman Block in 1993 for saving the life of a grand theft auto suspect, bringing credit to himself, his partner, and the department. And whereas Drew was hired by the Jackson Police Department as a patrol officer in 1993, and whereas Drew was hired by the Amador County Sheriff's Office as a deputy sheriff in 1995 and held the positions of U.S. Forest Service Kirkwood Deputy, Cadet Coordinator, Search and Rescue Coordinator, Field Training Officer, Property Crimes, Elder Abuse, and Coroner Investigator, and whereas Drew was also a member of SWAT, CSU, and MSU, and whereas in 2000, Drew became the proud father of Victoria Ann Stidger and Stephanie Marie Stidger, and whereas in 2000, Drew was promoted to sergeant, working as a patrol supervisor and investigator, and whereas in 2007, Drew promoted to lieutenant and was assigned to oversee the Investigations and Communications Bureau. Whereas in 2010, Drew promoted to captain and was assigned to oversee the Corrections and Court Security Bureaus. And, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of the County of Amador, State of California, the said board does hereby adopt the resolution by a vote of 5-0, commending Drew Odell Stidger for his 19 years of service to the people of the County of Amador.
It's been a long career. It went by fast. 29 and a half years here in law enforcement. I did 10 years with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And when I left L.A. County, I came up from a 9,000-member department to a 9-member department with the Jackson Police Department. So it was a huge change for me. At the suggestion of Under Sheriff Wagner, who was a patrol deputy at the time, he recruited me to the sheriff's office, and I never looked back. It's been a great experience, and it's been a pleasure to serve all of Amador County, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to serve under Sheriff Martin Ryan. He's brought a tremendous amount of respect and professionalism to the organization and to the community as well. So it's been an honor and a pleasure. It's bittersweet to leave, but I'll still be around. I'm not going anywhere, and I love this county and this community. So thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me to serve you, and thank you.
And the last but not least, Tom Razor, if you could come up, please. This is a resolution honoring Thomas Razor Jr. upon his retirement after 15 years of service with Amador County. Whereas Thomas William Razor Jr. was born on April 22, 1956 in Lompoc to Thomas and Mildred Razor. And whereas Tom graduated from Crescenta Valley High School in June of 1974. And whereas Tom married his wife Marilyn K. Razor on May 17, 1980. And whereas Tom has been a member of the National Rifle Association since 1969. I think all of our board members are with us. So. And whereas Tom began his career in law enforcement as a reserve police officer for the San Fernando Police Department in 1991. And whereas Tom graduated from the Rio Hondo Police Academy in June of 1997. And whereas Tom began his career with the Amador County Sheriff's Office on October 7, 1997. And whereas Tom has worked many assignments at the Amador County Sheriff's Office, including field training officer, SWAT operator, and detective. And whereas Tom was a member of the Amador County Sheriff's Office COPS team and was instrumental in developing the Amador County Sheriff's Office toy drive. And whereas Tom has been a dedicated employee and friend to many during his tenure at the Amador County Sheriff's Office. Therefore be resolved by the Amador County Board of Supervisors by a 5-0 vote to adopt this resolution amending Tom Razor Jr. for his many years of service to the people of the County of Amador.
Well, that went fast. Thank you to the board. This means a lot to me. I appreciate it. I came here in 1997 from the San Fernando Police Department in Los Angeles, and it was the best move I ever made because not only did I get to work here in Amador County, I get to live here in this beautiful county, and the best move I ever made was coming here. And I'd like to commend Sheriff Ryan and his staff for assembling what is a top-notch law enforcement agency and, quite frankly, a great place to work, and I'd like to thank you for that. Thank you again, board. I appreciate it. 15 years went by. I remember the first day I came in for my first test for the Amador County Sheriff's Office, just like it was yesterday. Seems like it went by so fast. But thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to invite people up for comments, and I'll start with Sheriff Martin Ryan. You can face any direction you want, Sheriff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. Thank you very much for honoring these fine gentlemen with the resolutions today. To those of you in the audience, a couple of comments. Number one, this is kind of a sea change for our organization, what's occurred. As a result of these retirements, we have a new change in our administration. Thursday, I'm going to be swearing in two new captains, two new lieutenants, two new sergeants. It's huge in our agency of our size. And the loss of experience that we get with the retirement of these gentlemen, almost 70 years collectively, and you've heard their backgrounds, you've heard where they've come from. None of them came from Amador County, but all of them came to Amador County. They joined this community, they became an integral part of this community, they care for this community, and they protected the members of this community all those years. This community owes them a great debt of gratitude and thanks, as do I. I thank them very much because I inherited them, or they inherited me, rather, when I took over in 2007. I wasn't from the agency, and there was some adjustment to be made. Anytime changes occur, it makes everybody nervous. People that like what's going on don't want it to change. People that want to change don't know how it's going to change. And so it was an interesting time for me to become acclimated into the agency. And it's with the support of these gentlemen that we're honoring today that we have been successful. The reason we have a good place to work, the reason we have a fun place to work, is because of these people, these gentlemen and the others that remain in the organization today. I get to be the leader. And that's quite an honor, because when you have people like this, you don't have to worry about the rest of it. I tell people all the time, my job is to hire great people and get the hell out of the way. And these gentlemen provide leadership, direction, mentorship to the new agents, the new officers that came into this organization. Our detectives, our patrol deputies, everyone within the organization benefited from their experience, expertise, and compassion for the people and the organization and the community. So I thank them personally for that. I thank their families and their friends, because this occupation requires a lot of sacrifice by families. The long hours, the odd hours, the things that law enforcement officers have to deal with on a regular basis. I tell people that those in the law enforcement profession, they see what's behind life's curtain. Everybody else sees what's on the stage, the good stuff, for the most part. These folks deal a lot behind that curtain where things aren't quite so nice. And they have to bring that home, and they have to deal with it internally and with their families. So to the family members, thank you so much for your support. To the board, thank you for your support of these gentlemen as they went through their careers and continuing to support us and our agency and our goals. It's been a great run. I thank them again. I can't thank them enough. They've been very supportive of me, what I've been trying to accomplish in the organization. And collectively, we have created, I think, in my humble opinion, the finest law enforcement agency in the state of California. Thank you.
Any other comments from public directed at any one of the gentlemen or all three of them? All right. Sheriff, I too would be concerned at losing three senior people from your department, but they've done too good a job training everyone behind them. So I take a lot of confidence in that these gentlemen have done their job, and we sure appreciate it. At this time, we're going to take about a five-minute break, just so if anyone wants to take pictures, but we'll come back in 5 minutes. It'll be a short break.